The Slim Fast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for Slim Fast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find Slim Fast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's American Horror Story After Show.
Hello, fan coven. It is Witchy Wednesday here at AfterBuzz TV. We're here to bring you the American Horror Story Coven After Show. I am your host tonight, Jillian Leff, taking you all the way through Episode 10, The Magical Delights of Stevie Nicks. The panel is a little bit different this week. We have a few people out. We have a new face, so I'd like everyone to introduce themselves.
I'm Sarah Huggins, back again.
And I'm Ian Weslin. I'm the new face.
Now, fingers crossed next week, Skiff and Oriana will be back.
Yes.
They had some scheduling conflicts, but we will be back, fan coven. Fear not. But I'll be your captain this week, so we're going to take you through this awesome episode, something that we've been waiting for all season. Ian, I don't know if you watch our after shows, but we're kind of obsessed with Stevie.
Oh, no. I watch the after show, listen to it normally, but I also share in the Stevie stand-up.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And Sarah has on her a Misty Day shawl
today. I was
today.
About to say that. Yeah. It was Excellent. Really. I need to know how to do the dance that they were doing, though.
We'll go through it.
Okay.
All right. Step by step.
Step by step, please.
Check in the comments. So we open up tonight's episode with Fiona and Marie Laveau. Finally seeing them together in a civil manner. We left before the break where Marie sort of plopped on Miss Robichuk's doorstep. Right. Mm-hmm. And we find out that Marie is over 300 years old, and damn, does she look good.
So good.
I know, Ian, you were saying in the show.
She's as Beyonce would say, she's flawless. Like, she really just, I don't know.
I woke up like this.
Yeah. She woke up like this.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they sort of decide that they're equals, and Fiona.
Did you? I just have a question. Did you, were you skeptical at all? Because I was a little skeptical and through the whole episode, but then now I'm not.
Okay.
You know?
Skeptical in the sense that we really didn't know what Marie Laveau is capable of.
Right.
But you have to take a step back and realize she has no one.
Right. That's true. Yep.
Hank the Skank really blew everyone out.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I'm excited to see them work together. Marie sort of was ashamed to show Fiona her weakness. She actually said that. Because she's been fiercely strong her entire life. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, you know, she's begging the White Witch for help.
Yeah, right? She's got no one.
Yeah. So she goes to bed, right? Fiona says, you need to relax. So exciting that we finally see the voodoo devil, if you will. His name is actually
Papa Legba?
Yeah, Papa Legba, who is an actual Haitian, you know, person.
Do we know what that means?
Actually, I did some Googling. In Haitian voodoo, Papa Legba is a loa who serves as an intermediary between the loa and humanity. So I think that he is the one that guards purgatory between heaven and hell. If I am wrong, please correct me in the comments below, because I am wrong a lot. And I know you guys are totally on your shiz. So the devil pays her a visit. What did you guys think of him when he first appeared on the screen?
Amazing.
I think he looks great. Yeah.
He looks great. I know we talked about him in News and Gossip. Great casting choice.
Yeah.
The guy from Fringe.
Exactly. The voice, the mannerisms, the voice, the makeup.
Is amazing.
The
yeah.
voice is amazing.
The makeup is killer.
Yep.
I love that he has a drug problem.
Hysterical.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Captain Coke nails.
Now, does the real Papa Legba have a drug problem? Yeah. Is that in any of the Haitian history? I'd love to know. I will be Googling, you know, when I get home.
Me too.
So we find out the reason why Marie Laveau is young, and I was suspect of this. I figured it was because she sold her soul.
Yeah. But what exactly does that mean? I guess there's different definitions of it, though. Right?
I guess she sells her soul in exchange for an innocent soul. Like, what do you think?
Okay, so, I mean, the way that it looks, she sells her soul to him for eternal youth and, you know. But, so this is what I don't get. If she never dies, then does he never actually get the soul? So, like, is it, like, kind of a... you know, Spotify renew your subscription type of thing that's going on with the every year, you know, once a year you have to make a payment.
Well, I guess that's the term, because if she doesn't make the payment, she is terminated. And
so he then
he
gets
the soul.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I feel like that makes sense.
It seems like though everyone has a different deal. Like everyone who sells their soul to the devil has a different...
Right.
Has different terms.
And the devil actually says, you know, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but when it flashes back to when Marie Laveau sold her soul, he actually says, I never saw you to be a mother, so give me your baby.
Right. Yeah, it's like there's no babies in your future.
Yeah, there's no babies in your future.
Yeah.
So, sorry. And what does he do with the innocent soul after is what I want to know.
I like to think that he runs a daycare.
Yeah.
You know, Haitian double daycare.
Oh, Ian.
I don't know. I just
that's sweet.
Try to
that's
be optimistic sweet. About things
that
like that.
That is not American Horror Story. No.
Well, it might be. It's just like a crazy daycare.
So Marie Laveau wakes up, and it's the next day. We find out, or the women find out, rather, that Hank the Skank is a witch hunter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Marie Laveau confesses to... hiring him.
Yeah.
And instead of Fiona getting mad at Marie mm-hmm. for what she did, she flips out on Foxy.
I did not see that coming.
No,
I really didn't. I was so surprised. It makes complete and total sense like for the character, but I did not see that coming.
And Hank the Skank is he's missing in action, right?
No, Hank the Skank is gone.
He's dead. He was shot with a silver bullet.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. So sorry. Complete and total brain fart there. Sorry. Hello, Sarah. I can't believe I forgot that. I knew he was like, I don't know. Anyway, we don't have to harp on it, but really smart guys.
Fiona is so mad at Foxy because she sort of let him into their inner circle.
As she says a little bit later, you're tainted, you're of no use.
You did this to prove a point.
You did this to prove a point. It's kind of you're seeing Foxy at her low point in this episode. It does not go
Foxy. Thought that her low point was, I don't know, maybe being her being blinded by acid.
Oh no, that was episode 4. They got plenty more.
But
she was still strong then, though. She had the extra power.
She was still strong. Yeah.
Now she has no power, or you know, because she never really showed one before this.
Right. And this was actually the first time that we really see Fiona and Mari, as Fiona affectionately calls
like
her now
that.
Since they're besties, the witch hunters don't act alone. So instead of going after the workers, they need to go after the hive.
Mm-hmm.
So they do know that there is sort of one person at the top of this mountain that they need to climb and get.
I thought it was interesting that Foxy, Hank the Skank lied about his family and having none and all that jazz, but I thought that was interesting that she was like, oh, this is his father, and I was like, huh. I don't know. I would feel like if I was marrying someone, I'd Google them. And
again, so, okay. She did it.
You know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. So she married Hank to rebel from her mother.
Right.
Don't know if they had a relationship when her and Hank got together because, as we know, Fiona sort of came back into the academy.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the deal was there, but I almost feel like Foxy was proving a point. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a good girl. I'm going to go for the bad boy. Like, yeah. How many times do we do
But,
that?
Like, was he really the bad boy? Like, that's the thing.
Like, what did
she know? at the beginning of
Mysterious.
The series when we see Mysterious, when we see him. Okay.
Hard to figure out. He was a puzzle.
But, like, he was also supposedly in construction and, you know, right. just, you know, as far as she knew, he was actually pretty normal, right?
Well, Ian, there's a little thing called women's intuition. And I don't think that Foxy had it, but Fiona was on Hank the Skank's trail the entire time.
Yeah, and maybe that was it. It was just that Fiona didn't like him, and therefore, okay. Now I get it.
We are crazy.
Yeah. Yes. As shown in this episode.
But before we get to where Stevie comes in, I wanted to tell you guys about an awesome product, SlimFast. With SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by SlimFast. Okay. Yeah. So now I'm pretty sure this was Misty's shining moment in the entire series.
Yeah. She's not going to have a better moment than this.
Well, this was her episode.
Sort of it. Enter Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen. So we find out that Fiona sort of brings Stevie to persuade Misty. You know, that Fiona has all of this power, right? Because she's the Supreme. And Misty should want this power. Is that what you guys thought?
Yeah, I don't get what she's playing at, though. Like, I don't get, you know, she's talking about, oh, one of these is killing me, whatever. Oh, by the way, I'm going to bring your favorite, you know, songstress here. And see, you want my power, don't you? See? I don't get what she's playing at. Also, the way that they introduced her, too, Fiona was saying something like, oh, my friend, she's a white witch. Been trying to, you know, she's been asking about you, like stuff like that. I was telling her about you, and she's been asking about you. It just seemed a little, I don't know. I was kind of disappointed.
Like
in the,
just
in the
a
stuff.
Way to get Stevie Nicks on the show.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember reading an article where she was talking. She's like, oh, but once Ryan showed me the script, and you know, I was really like gung ho about it. And in my head, I was like, as I was watching this, I was like, this is just the standard. We got a famous person to be on our show. Let's work them into the script somehow.
Well, apparently she's going to be on another episode.
Really?
That's the rumor.
But I bet it'll be the same kind of thing.
I'm hoping that it's something like that. I mean, we got 2 songs out of her, which was amazing. But basically, you know, Stevie was there, fortunately, because she had a break from touring because one of the members of Fleetwood Mac was sick. So she was sort of able to just swoop in, do her quick episodes. During their break, they were doing a European tour.
Does anybody else love the idea of Stevie Nicks? Like, I feel like Fiona must have killed her in the house, so she's just haunting playing the piano. Because like, she was just hanging out. She just showed up at the end of the episode, too.
Yeah. Well, part of me also thinks that, and I bet the fan coven, maybe you'll have the same theory as me, but so Fiona can do mind control, so she obviously has Stevie under her own spell, which is just all sorts of twisted.
Serenade me, Stevie.
please sing to me, darling, while I cry.
Yeah, I'm gonna just cry into my brandy over here.
Oh, but I loved that the first time we see Misty and Stevie interact is with the twirling, because that's so iconic of who Stevie is and who Misty is. Mm-hmm. And I loved that moment. We were waiting for that moment where she was playing Rhiannon at the table.
Yeah.
And just, like, Misty was living. I feel like she was living for the first time.
Yeah. It was cute that she fainted. And, you know.
I mean, that's what I would do if I saw, I don't know, Beyonce, Justin Timberlake. I don't get starstruck, but, like, come on.
Well, like, especially seeing them in that and, like, they're, like, serenading you. Like, Justin Timberlake playing the piano while you're just, like, hanging out.
And, like, on top of it all, I just loved that Fiona and Stevie seemed like best friends. Like, you owe me $10, bitch.
And then that's the other thing too, is like a little bit later Fiona's like, you're not Eminem's type. Like, Marshall, you're not his type.
She's hilarious.
She was on this episode. I mean,
I love it.
Isn't she always?
Always on.
So then it cuts to the girls' bedroom upstairs where we find out that Nan can control people's
minds.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And we also find out that Madison doesn't have a heart murmur anymore, because apparently if you die and come back to life, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Like, I've always thought she was the Supreme.
Madison?
Yeah. And then for the Supreme, 100%.
Well, if you think about it, you know, you look at the polarities between Fiona and Madison.
And, like, that gut instinct that Fiona had, I feel like, was the right one. I don't know. She just seems out of all of them.
So remember back in the episode where Fiona slit Madison's throat and they were in the pool hall? How did you... Like, I felt like they were mirroring each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, totally. And, I mean, that was kind of the point of that scene, was to have us be like, oh, it's, you know, the passing of the torch and it's everything. And then, you know, that awesome... I mean, still my favorite part of this entire season has been... that scene with the cutting of the slitting of the throat.
Yeah, and then they wrap her up in the rug.
Yeah, it's like, needs a new rug. Best. Like, I mean, like, just the perfection. That episode, I still think, is my favorite episode.
Mine too.
But yeah, the way that they mirror that, and then the way that she is, I don't know. Like, my whole problem is, you can't die and then become the Supreme. Like, dying has to have some sort of consequence. But she showed a little bit later that she can resurrect people. And so, like, she, you know, and
she didn't have that power.
She didn't have that power, and so apparently dying, I kind of been paralleling it to, basically, if you look at all these witches as being, like, divas, and, like, you know, they're all, like, these female singers or whatever, and then they have their initial fame, and then it goes out, and then, like, some of them, if they come back, then they come back even better than they were before.
Well, if you think about it this way, if we're talking about people coming back and being better, Myrtle, obviously,
exactly.
She even admits, I am fierce, I am strong, you know, like,
awesome.
I think that that is going to have something to do, because if you think about it this way, MM was brought back, Myrtle was brought back, Misty was brought back.
Right.
So there has to be something that is sort of untold.
Yeah.
If you guys have any theories, let us know.
Let us know in the comments.
Let us know.
Tweet at us.
Tweet us. Comment on iTunes. You guys are great about commenting on YouTube. We love it. But if you can rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, and comment. It makes us look better. It makes us go up higher in the searches. And we love that, because the more people that listen, the more information that we have on the fan coven, because we love you guys.
Yeah.
Next is the Delphi Trust, where we do find out about Hank's dad. We talked about him briefly before. Harrison Renard.
The richest men in the world.
Yeah.
Company Harrison and Hank.
Worth over $50 billion. So we find out that that is the queen bee of sorts that they must take down, and the hive goes down.
Which they do so fast.
Fast. Okay, now, I want to know your take on that scene, because I was sort of obsessed with it. I, like, starred my notes. I was like, rat race, rats, business, FCC, like... I was loving it.
But
what,
like,
did you guys think of that?
I loved it. As far as I could tell, the mice were actually, like, the FBI agents, you know, like, and I'm not sure exactly. Maybe it was just, like, they had to have a sacrifice. I don't get why the mousetrap was in there.
Right.
But that, you know, I thought it was super cool. They had, they paralleled it super well. It was shot great.
No need to go to Atlanta.
Yeah, right? No, she's like, got this. Hold up.
Make them come to us like a true woman. Make them come to us, whatever.
But it was a lot of powerful magic.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, okay, time in this show does not make sense to me. Like they do, you know, I think back on Foxy's eye transplant, and that happens in the span, you know, that's one scene.
Right.
It goes from the eyeballer to new eyeballs, and then that's done.
Right.
But then, you know, and then this one, it's like, okay... FCC, like, they would have had to have stuff on them, and that, you know, like, like, to come in, you know, and I'm just like, wait, so how fast is this happening, you know? But, I mean, that being said, it still looked cool.
We know that it's obviously going to be a major plot point moving forward. You know, I think, like, looking ahead, it's probably going to be the witch hunters versus the witches, but also the witches versus the witches, which is something different, which we, the entire season, were sort of predicting voodoo versus Fiona's
magic.
That's
a good point.
So this is, I think we're all really excited about this moving forward. So besides the rats.
Well, just on that point, earlier in my notes, I kind of put the black or white, the problem is men. Like it's like, you know,
it
for these
theme.
Women, the problem is men. And,
yeah.
You know, and now we have a big male-driven entity
right.
for these women to have as like this.
It's about time.
But they're still infighting. They're mm-hmm. still, you know, it's kind of like a beauty competition happening, you know,
right.
and then.
But if you think about it this way, mm-hmm. who is driving Fiona to do all of these things? The Axeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. He's,
she wants to live forever with the Axeman.
She loves.
She loves know. Him.
Loves
He's
him.
There.
Yeah. So we then go to the hospital where Nan and Zoe decide to bring Luke flowers. They find out that Luke is dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I feel like Nan would have stopped hearing him.
I also felt the same.
Like, immediately. I don't know if she has to be. You know,
I feel like
close?
It's a proximity thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
because
you can hear everything.
Yeah. I'm the way that I've always imagined that sort of thing is kind of like you're in tune with people's frequencies, mm-hmm. and then, you know, further they are, the
right.
harder it is to hear
sense.
Them. And because I wondered the same thing back when she was talking about Madison, and, mm-hmm. and she was like, I can't hear Madison anymore.
Right.
Granted, they're going to be in the same space more often, but that kind of means, well, she can hear at long distances.
Gotcha.
You know? So I wondered that too, though.
Yeah.
Luke, if she's that into Luke, like, she should be, like, in tune with him at all points.
Exactly. And she was excited, and until the woman started typing on the computer is when she was like...
Well, and I thought the woman, that was, I don't know why I thought it was funny. Her delivery was just like, well, yeah.
Well...
Dead.
She, well, like, it was that, but yeah. then she, like, over-explained, like,
right.
well, the coroner took it to the morgue.
Like,
you
know, okay, thank
they
you. Used Death 101.
Yeah, like, they used a hearse. Like,
right.
what?
Lord.
Yeah.
Lord.
A little bit weird.
Yeah.
I actually want to skip forward a scene while we're on the Nan talk.
Yep.
Okay.
Nan and Zoe
Nantucket.
Bring... Yeah, Nantucket.
Nantucket.
they go to bring Luke's mom, a.k.a. Patti LuPone, some cupcakes.
Well, no,
sorry your son died.
Well, they want to find out...
I feel like they were her cupcakes. She's like, oh, by the way, I have these cupcakes
yeah.
for you. My son died.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Crazy bitch.
Crazy bitch.
So,
I think Nan even calls her crazy
I
bitch.
Love when characters are... I love when characters get what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's what makes TV go round.
Mm-hmm.
It's what makes
mm-hmm.
the world go round.
Right.
You know, karma.
Karma, yeah.
And Nan's mind control does it again.
Yep.
I thought she was getting a bleach enema, though.
Oh, I
yeah.
really thought they
you were
going
to... You were really excited
about
that.
We were
that.
Like, I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm scared, don't look.
Yeah.
No, I was excited for the enema. I was like, in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Like, wait, like, at least go use
no.
the bathtub.
Yeah.
But, like, no, apparently she just drank it. Oh, man.
That was...
That's...
It was gross.
Okay, so I kept saying it. I don't know if you guys got the reference, but Evil Willow... Which is,
no.
it's a Buffy reference.
Okay.
And so in Buffy, Allison Hannigan's character.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
She, her girlfriend is killed. And so she goes, also, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
and so she goes, Evil Willow. And
right.
so, like, she's magic and everything's fine until this bad thing happens and she just goes on a rampage.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, Nan's Evil Willowing. Like,
yeah, Willow.
That's funny.
Yeah. She went and it was not a scene later. She just destroyed that woman. Poor Patty.
Yeah. And
she'll
so
never
proud
sing
of
again.
It.
I know.
So
she was
proud.
Like, I'm going to be good.
Well, because Nana's been good. She's always been a bystander. She's always listened to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for the first time, she was like, no, I loved this guy. You're stupid.
Yeah.
Also, we were talking about this. I don't know if we were talking about
the
this
cremation.
Before the show went on, but
yeah.
cremation.
Mm-hmm.
So, does the soul move on in cremation? Is that why you can't bring them back to life? Do you need a physical body to be able to bring the person back to life? If you guys have any intel on this, that would be amazing because we just sort of want a little bit more of a fleshed out explanation. You know,
yeah.
like obviously a physical body would be a good thing,
yeah.
right, to have.
Yep.
It's all in one piece. Like Frank and Kyle was put back together, then
right.
brought back to life.
Mm-hmm.
Madison's arm was sewn back on. So let us know about that.
I'm reminded just on that with the whole Madison and when Misty first encountered Madison's body, she's like, nope, she reeks of death, you know, and so I assume it's
too
kind
dead.
Of, yeah, she's like, it's too dead, but she brought her back anyway.
Well,
and I see it as being like maybe a decomposition grid.
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe, but I was going to say, well, I guess that makes sense too because Myrtle got burned, which is I mean, I guess she wasn't burned to ashes, though. She was just.
I mean, she was pretty burned.
Yeah, right? I mean,
her flesh was burned off of her bones. Yeah, like, it was pretty bad.
But obviously, what is Patti LuPone's character's name? I'm pulling a David. It's.
Yeah.
I forget. I just. Forget. Luke's mom.
But yeah.
Yeah, Luke's mom.
Obviously, she knew. I mean, she went the cremation route because she didn't want, you know, anybody
also,
to be able to see things.
Joan Ramsey.
Oh, Joan Ramsey. Thank you. Joan.
Thank you, doll.
Thank you. Also, Homegirl never mentioned the time that she got shot 3 times in the stomach.
Right,
and then,
right.
like, was resurrected. And
the
then
witches
just,
brought her back.
Like, yeah, she just, no, let's just, you know, not going to mention that. I don't know. Sorry, that was a thing that kind of stuck out to me.
Yeah, no,
I might remember being shot.
I'm glad she's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we think she's gone.
We think she's gone. But technically, she died before, so now we'll see the rules of being able to die again.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. True.
So,
well, if you think about it, there's only 3 episodes left after this.
Yeah.
So
they got to start killing people off.
And we did know. I tweeted during the week and also retweeted. Fans, thank you for tweeting us. Two people were definitely going to die in this episode. That was said.
That was a given.
I don't know if Ryan Murphy said that.
He did.
He did say that. Uh-huh. Okay. So we knew that two people were going to die. We see sort of Foxy hit her rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it a little bit before, but as far as the, like...
Such a funny scene, by the way.
Smashing the glasses while Myrtle is playing her...
Theremin?
Her theremin. That sounds like an alien abduction.
Right?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. It was the funniest scene because it's just like this weird music that like would
She's
normally
so
be
into
in a
it.
Scene, but then it turns out that it's Myrtle playing it.
Yeah.
And then she just does it while Foxy loses her shit.
And basically she's like, honey, I could do whatever I want. I came back from the dead. Look at me.
Look
I look great. You need to buck up. She does say that. You need to buck up to your mom. And instead of bucking up, Foxy just smashes everything. Devastated.
Foxy smash.
I mean, Foxy.
She hulked out.
I feel bad for her.
Foxy's lost a little bit. Hopefully she finds herself.
Yeah. Because she's really, I mean, she wasn't lying. She's got pretty much nothing right now.
I love how she's like, be a hostess on a cruise ship.
Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
she should just go somewhere else. That would probably be the best.
She wouldn't even be involved.
Life choice, yeah.
We should maybe circle back to Madison and Missy. Because that happened slightly right before that.
Yes, please. Right.
Yes. Ooh, Madison and Misty at the funeral.
So Madison decides to convince Misty that she needs to be her own witch. She needs to be powerful, fierce Misty. Leave Stevie behind. Drop the shawl. You know, before that, we do find out that Madison can also bring people back to life, which we mentioned before. So her and Misty are on a level playing field now. So we think.
Everybody's got all the powers now.
Yeah.
By the way, like, everyone has all the powers. And apparently Zoe doesn't.
Yeah, like, we haven't... Where has Zoe been? Frank and Kyle? Where were you?
Frank and Kyle? I thought you were supposed to be guarding this house.
Is he
where
locked
are
in the
you?
Closet? I don't even know.
Sleeping.
Taking a rest.
But MM did say she was like, it's me versus Misty in the Seven Wonders. So I thought it was going to be more like a formal duel type situation.
Well, we don't know if that's actually going to happen. But, I mean, she was ready to throw down, obviously, because she threw a brick.
Right.
Yeah. No, the entire time.
That's
like
kind of a coward's way out, though, because she
Yeah, but that's how she works. Like, I don't know. She, like, that entire scene was like, when's she going to slit the throat? What is she going to do?
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like she totally chickened out by, like, knocking her out. And putting her into the thing. It's like, all right, if she's that powerful, like, she's going to get out
she's
of this.
She's going to get out.
Maybe it was just a message. Madison's going to be like, oh, you're back.
Yeah.
I think so. I really don't think that Lily Rabe's character is done.
Oh, no.
Especially because we know that Hopefully Stevie is coming back.
Maybe for the funeral.
It's probably it's gonna be like Stevie's walking through the cemetery. Or sorry, this is a prediction, but Stevie's walking through the cemetery.
Jeez.
It's like, what's that?
What's that?
I hear somebody singing Rihanna.
So let's circle back to where we were. Fiona and Papa Legba.
Ooh,
yes.
So Marie Laveau tells Fiona how she is the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously in Fiona's eyes, it's like, oh, like, you just, wait, you had to give a baby? Like, that's it?
That's it?
Let's do this. Like, I don't care about anyone. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So the interaction between her and Papa Lego was hysterical. And I know we all cracked up when he snorted the Coke and he was like, oh, just a good
shit. Yeah, he was like, oh, shit. Like,
that whole scene was probably the best. And, like, I mean, we'll talk about it in a second, but, I mean, shocking. Like, we were just like, like, gasps right now.
But as you were saying that, we might as well talk it out. Yeah. But as you were saying that, it made me realize, like, of course she has no soul. It was a non-starter for her. Like, she's like, or it was just a non-issue. She's like, oh, all right, I'll kill some people, sure. And, like, and he was like, wait, you're not even trying to say that this is hard.
We should have known. Yeah. Because when we saw Marie Laveau struggle with giving up her child, mm-hmm. you obviously have a soul. You have feelings.
Right. Yeah.
She was hurt.
Yeah.
And Fiona, the one question that got her, though, was the, would you ever harm your daughter?
Would you cripple your daughter?
Yes.
Today. Mm-hmm. She's like, today? Sure. Yes. She's like, absolutely. You got a bat?
Yeah.
I'll do it anyway. Yeah. I was planning on it.
Yeah, I was doing
Wait,
that.
Wait, one second. Did it.
I did it.
Yeah, I just did it. Done. I just supremed my daughter in the leg.
I just loved how he was like, no deal. Like, yeah. He was like, absolutely not.
Basically, he was just like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah. Like, this is awkward for everyone.
Yeah.
You can't sit with us. Sorry.
It was basically like, you're kind of a whore. Like you've been with too many people. I'm going to get out of here.
So
she's hopeless.
She's upset. then enter Nan, who hears a baby crying in the closet, which we neglected to mention before.
Right.
Marie Laveau has to steal a baby from a hospital. She steals the baby because she has to give an innocent soul to Papa Legba to
sort of
pay her yearly fee for being fierce Angela Bassett.
Right.
So she has the baby and she's been holding on to it because Papa has not come to claim it yet. And Nan knows. Nan knows. And
which,
I love
by the way,
that.
He must have been busy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's been a day or whatever.
I think what I'm going to miss the most about Nan's character is she just would call people out so hard on any wrong thing they did. Like,
I don't know if she's gone.
With Patti LuPone
and
the husband where she killed him with the bees.
She could be back.
And all of these things that she sort of, she knows the unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the thoughts. I loved that. I thought that her character was amazing.
She's great at exposition.
You don't think she could come? You don't think she could come back?
I don't
with
think
him?
So.
No,
I don't think so.
No, he took her to the nursery.
I honestly think the papa is gone. I think he is. I don't
one
know.
Trick pony.
I don't know how he could.
Does he need to be? Does he need to come back?
No.
In the end for Marie. Like, I feel like, and last episode she's got to die somehow or something. So
yeah. She's got a baby now. There's a baby in the house.
Yeah, there is a baby in the house because Fiona and Marie go together. They band together and they drown Nan in a
bathtub,
which was, you know, the Papa Legba was a little pissed about.
He was like,
no substitution.
No.
That was my favorite line.
No substitution.
And she's like, and so Marie Laveau's like, you said innocent soul. And Fiona goes, well, she's, you know, mostly.
Yeah, she's like, mostly. I mean, like, she killed the lady next door, but she was a bitch that deserved it.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Yeah.
And I really loved when Papa Legba took Nan and she was just like,
I'm out.
I'll go with you. Like, this world sucks.
Yeah.
She's Let's like, be real.
She's like, deuces.
See ya.
And this place sucks.
In the most beautiful ending to an episode that I could ever imagine, it was just Stevie still chilling at the house.
Yeah.
Yep.
There for eternity.
While Fiona cried.
I think I would have cried had I not been in the room. No offense to you guys. But if I was, like, alone in my apartment watching that. That song was beautiful. I've never heard it.
A stranger?
No. I mean, you're not a stranger. I don't know. Like, but if I would have been alone, I probably would have cried. It was really sad.
One thing that I noticed that I don't know if you guys picked up on, but just Jessica Lange's body language, she looked like a child.
Yeah.
She was sort of, you know,
curled up, fetal.
Curled like, up, crying. Her skin looked beautiful.
Yeah.
She looked like young. She looked like a kid that was crying because she's really upset about something, really torn. And I think, obviously, the ultimate is that she can't be with the love of her life for the rest of her life because she is madly in love with the Axeman.
Right. And is she, though? She is. She absolutely is.
Okay. And in interviews we've talked about, you know, she finally has love.
Right.
In this thing, and she cannot stay alive for it.
Right. I mean, she wanted to be look young and be young mm-hmm. before the Axeman as well. Yeah. So, like, the obsession with that.
See, I feel like she's just, yeah, she's losing that. Mm-hmm. Like, right. she literally can't make the deal with the devil.
Right.
Like, all of her options are gone. She's going to die.
Right.
Ooh, baby. Well, this was a very exciting episode. I think we need to get mm-hmm. to some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right. So, you want to go first?
I don't know what you have.
Okay, well, I have rumors about next season, so you want me to talk about that
first?
Oh,
I was going to do that, too, so go for
it. Okay, so the word on Tumblr and all of the fan blogs is the next season is going to be about a circus. Perhaps real monsters versus fake monsters. Jessica Lange as a ringleader. Fans have gotten really into this. They've made fake posters.
Oh my God. They've made
even a fake preview. So if you guys go on to the YouTube channel, or maybe I'll even post it on the iTunes channel in a comment, I will post both the picture and the link to the preview. And we'll tweet that out for you. But
Is it confirmed that that's the subject? It's not confirmed.
It's fans' hopefulness, and they're hoping that they can persuade Brad and Ryan to make this thing a reality. But let's be real. They've already decided what they want.
Oh, they've already decided. But that's a great prediction,
though.
I think that's great.
Here's hoping for some sideshow freakness.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else?
Well, we have a big engagement on our hands.
We do.
Frank and Kyle and MM in real life. Evan Peters and Emma Roberts got engaged.
They got engaged over Christmas. Yes, they did. Congrats.
So it's really new, though. Extremely.
Very new. Their reps have not made a comment yet.
No.
But Sarah and I both saw the same video today where a bunch of photographers sort of bombarded her stepmom and her grandma outside of a restaurant. And her stepmom knew about the engagement and acknowledged it, but the grandma had no idea. So Emma's got some splaining to do.
But saw the ring.
The ring is huge. It's like a pink diamond. It's massive. If you just Google Emma Roberts engagement ring, it'll pop right up. But that's really exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Considering they were in a domestic dispute in the summer where she beat him up in a hotel room. So,
hey, love.
Happy wife, happy life.
Maybe she just likes beating him up. That's what they do.
And we didn't get to see Frank and Kyle this week, though.
Nope, not at all.
But as far as any more news and gossip, I think if you guys have any more for us next week, please feel free to tweet it at us. But I think we're ready for some predictions.
Yep.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, American Horror Story noob, let's hear what you have to say first.
First, I do think if Stevie's coming back, it is definitely going to be her that finds Misty in the mausoleum. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think in terms of, I feel like Zoe's going to have a bigger episode next time. Mm-hmm. Just in turn, like, because suddenly she had more powers, but then now everybody else has all these powers. I think we're going to see that rise up and that we're going to really see kind of a battle royale. And it'll lead to eventually the men will come and they'll have to kind of all set their sights on the men, but we're gonna see a little bit more bloodshed before that. That's what I hope on.
I don't do predictions.
Okay, well, Sarah tweets during the week, so you should look at her tweets.
I do.
My prediction is mostly my excitement. I'm really excited that the story has shifted to witches against witches in the same coven. Mm-hmm. We were so hyper-focused on voodoo versus, I guess, their magic. I don't know. Technicalities. But I'm excited to sort of see them turn against each other because, as we know, women can be extremely ferocious against each other. Correct. So that is something that I definitely look forward to. Also, we sort of left Zoe and Frank and Kyle in a lovely moment in the last episode before the break where they sort of seem like they love each other and Madison is looking on, sort of envious.
Right.
So I'm hoping that that heats up between them, because it's no longer a zombie human three-way anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now it's just a twosome.
Yeah.
So excited about that. And I think that's the end of our show.
Yeah.
Cool. I love to tweet during the week, so you can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff. Sarah, where can we find you?
I'm Sarah on the go, Sarah with an H.
I'm at Ian Weslin, EanWeslynn.
And thank you so much for tuning in.
So much.
We're Black next week. We will be back, the original team. And thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here, Ian.
Thank you for having me.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here and be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.